Zion! Zion! Lion's Tea and Lion's Coffee invite you to join the Money Makers!
Yes, it's radio's most talked about program, the Streamline Quiz Show with no commercials. The program with $1,000 bills for listeners. With your popular King of Quiz, when he stumps you, he lets you stump him, Roy Ward Dixon.
Thanks, Marie Slapkin, and hello across Canada. It's time again to sit back and check on your store of general knowledge. And here's Frank Grant to introduce our first moneymaker here in the studio.
Folks, meet Bill Johnson, an instrument fitter from Toronto.
Glad to have you here, Bill. I hope you fit into the program well and cash in a plenty. Shall I ask you a lot of silly questions about yourself, or do you want to start making money?
Whichever you want.
Well, you need to get along with. I think I'll move that thing in front of you a little bit. That's right. That's called a microphone. Your name isn't Pat, is it?
That's right.
Okay, well, I won't say Pat. Meet Mike. For $2, we'd like you to just spell the name of our sponsor. You know, the man who puts up that lovely tea.
L-Y-O-N-S.
Lions. Okay, we've established that. We have no commercials, but we've got to tell the people who the sponsor is. $2 for you. For $3.12, Bill, would you name 5 well-known individuals that were born on May 28th?
Myself.
Oh, yeah? Wait a minute.
And the quintuplets.
The quintuplets, that's right. Good to you. Is that right? You were born on May 28th?
That's correct.
Well, that is a coincidinky, isn't it? For a dollar? You're kidding.
That's correct.
Give him an extra dollar. He was born the same day as the quintuplets. You know, you look older than the quint. For a dollar 34, Bill, what are calisthenics? What are calisthenics?
PT?
Physical exercises. Yes, for $1.34. For $2. After a toad has shed his skin, you know they have a habit of doing that every now and then, what does he do with his skin?
I should imagine just cast it aside, throw it away.
No. A toad isn't that wasteful.
Eats it?
He eats it, yes, he eats it. Here's a honey. For $11.16, what is a bolo? B-O-L-O. $11.16.
Bolo, I believe it's a sword that they use the New Zealanders and Maoris use.
You're very close. It's a big sword-like knife, and it's used mainly in the East Indies. For $11.16 is correct. Good day, sir. You didn't get struck by the sword. All right. For $1.22, are there any volcanoes in Alaska? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course, there are lots of them. For a dollar and 8 cents, is a baronet above, below, or equal to a baron in rank? A baronet.
I would say either below.
You say which?
Equal.
I'm sorry, sir. A baronet is way down below a baron in rank. But your score is way up. It's 2184. Now, by having me stumped with a word that you picked out of that big 100,000-word dictionary, you can double that to $43.68. And do we want him to do it? Oh, you know, we do. By the way, anytime I go down on the spelling of a word, that's $25 more from me to that jackpot for the listeners. Let's have the word, Frank.
The word is scrutoire, an archaic word for secretary.
You mean escritoire?
No, scrutoire.
Look at it. Oh. S-C-R-U-T-O-I-R-E, I guess.
Well, that is right. You guessed right. A good guess, too.
$10.92, and I admit, I guess. A lady comes to the mic. Frank does the introducing very gallantly, as usual.
Elma Bennion, a student from Toronto.
Is it Miss or Mrs. Elma?
Miss.
Why?
I prefer it that way.
Oh, well, you're entitled to think that way if you want to. Would you like to answer a little question for $2 before we really get rolling?
All right.
Which fine tea outsells every other package of tea in the world?
Mine.
For a minute, I thought you weren't going to give it the right answer. All right. For $5.06, Elma, would you identify any 3 of these halves? A half crown, a half hitch, a half tone, half hearted, half mass, half binding. Take your choice of any of them.
Would you give me them, like, in order? Start first with the first one.
You wouldn't like me to start with the last one.
A half crown is a piece of English money. The rate of exchange now is about 60 cents. Something like that.
Is there no tax on it? Good for you. I don't think it's as high as 60 cents, but we'll let that go. All right. There's a half hitch.
A half hitch is a knot.
Yeah, meet Frank. He's nuts, too. And a half tone, do you know what that is?
A half tone is a musical, it's something in music that's like a...
A half a tone.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think about that. I guess that's right. Actually, it's also a printing plate, you know, that's used for printing, reproducing a photograph in a newspaper, done through a screen, by a screen process. We have that. Would you like some more just for fun? A half-hearted. What does that mean?
Half-hearted is an expression saying you're not putting your whole self into something you're doing.
You're just putting half of yourself in there. All right. This girl's technical, isn't it? Or, you say you're a student.
Yes.
What do you study?
Radio broadcasting.
I think the girl is working on a thesis on what to avoid in radio. Well, we know what half-mast is, of course.
Half-mast is a flag, half at the flagpole.
In mourning for somebody. And a half-binding, you know what that is in a book? Half-binding?
No, I don't.
Well, I think that's jolly good. We only need three. You gave us five, and mighty good going. 506 for that. Half-binding, incidentally, is a book with the just the back and the corners bound in leather.
And half-pint is Roy Ward Dixon.
I can't think of anything that I can repeat right now. For a dollar
that's
28.
What I thought.
For a dollar 28, Elma, which is called the staff of life? Milk, bread, or meat?
Bread.
Okay. For a dollar 42, Chartreuse is a shade of what color?
Green.
Okay. For $3.16, the Vikings were natives of Scandinavia. What part of France did they settle?
Normandy.
She's right for 3.16. Good. Why, it's called Normandy, Northmen. For a dollar even, what very light wood is used in making model airplanes? Not air, but balsam. Okay. Balsa. Did you say balsa?
Balsam.
Balsa wood. For $1.54, according to the biblical story, what vessel came to rest on Mount Ararat?
The Ark, Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark. For $4.30. That machine's getting worn out over there. For 4.30. 4.30, half past four. If you play possum, what are you doing?
Playing dead. Like, you're pretending that you're dead.
Why?
To avoid getting killed, I guess.
A very good reason. $4.30. Well, now we're getting into the big money. Here's one that's worth a little more. This one is worth $33.48. It's either going to stump you, it's a fairly tough one, or it's going to make a material difference to your total. Listen, Elma Binion, how many dollar bills have passed through your hands during the few years that you've been with us? That's not the question. I mean, just casually.
Oh.
Many hundreds, would you say?
Oh, I don't think so.
But
not many.
Many. Those green things, you know, lettuce.
Oh, I know what they look like.
Right. Well, now we'll see. You know what they look like.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see just how observant you are. For $33.48, the lady on the back of a Canadian dollar bill holds three objects in her lap. All in a bundle, in fact. Would you name all three of those objects? Everybody digging into their pockets.
I think that one of them is like the Horn of Plenty. And I'm not sure if this is a $1 bill or the $5 bill. And the...
What's a $5 bill?
That's blue.
Go on.
And, like what Neptune holds, you know, fork.
A trident.
And,
No. You say a fork or a trident? There. Neptune holds a trident. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you have the right idea. I'll give you... Well, you had to have all three anyway,
mm-hmm.
Didn't you? I'm sorry, Alma. The bundle there consists of just everyday, ordinary gardening tools. There's a rake, a hoe, and a pitchfork. You had a hint there with that trident business.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good try. You've totaled $19.76. You can double that now to $39.52, which is a mighty nice total. Let's hope she does. All right, let's have Elma Binion's word, would you, Frank?
Oblanceolate.
To do with the shape of a leaf.
That's right.
Oblanceolate.
That is correct.
Oh, I'm sorry to have you leave us, but $9.88, and thanks, Elma Binion. A gentleman now, Frank.
His name is Herb Jones of the Canadian National Railways in Toronto.
Glad to have you here, Herb. Anytime any of the Jones boys come up here, we'd like to have them. For $2, would you tell us what tea is called the tea that makes the kettle sing?
Lion's tea.
You wouldn't like to sing it?
I couldn't sing like a kettle, exactly.
No, all right, well,
let me
go.
Not so hard as that.
For $2, for $6.12, you know what a synonym is? It's like a word that means the same thing as another word. An antonym, of course, is a word with an opposite meaning. Now, would you give us an antonym for stinginess?
Yes, very generous.
Stinginess, the noun. The exact opposite.
Well, very gracious.
Well, you had the word generous. You were on the right.
Generousness, though.
Generousness.
Generousness. Generous.
Boy, it's a cold. No.
Generosity.
Generosity. Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, boy, are we fussy tonight. $6.12. $1.26 for this. Is it ever possible to have 13 full moons in a year?
Yes.
Of course, we usually do. There are only 28 days between full moons. Good. For $3.44, some thermometers have a pink liquid in them. Now, that is usually a colored form of what?
It's, it isn't alcohol, but something similar. It's,
you say it isn't alcohol?
Well, alcohol will do, yes.
It'll do?
Yeah, it's alcohol.
I wonder what Solomon would do in a case like this. I suppose he'd divide it or something. Now, we'll give you one more chance. Is it or isn't it alcohol?
It is.
It is alcohol. Okay, we'll accept that word. Here's a beauty for $27.60. Do you ever go to the hockey games or listen to hockey?
Oh, yeah.
You do. One try for this. There are six teams, as you know, in the National Hockey League, right?
Right.
Six teams. Each team this season plays 60 games. Got that?
Yeah.
Now, within 10 seconds, you tell us how many of those games are going to be played this season altogether. In other words, six teams, each plays 60 games. How many games is that?
300.
Is that your answer? I'm sorry, no, sir. Only 180, because it takes two teams to each game. 360 divided by 2, 1282 on the machine. You can double that to $25.64. Let's hope he does. That's good going, Herb. You're from the railways, and you're on the right track. Let's go.
How lion feet is.
Good.
The word is voussoir. It means any one of the wedge-shaped sections of an arch.
French word? As far as arches are concerned, they've all fallen to me.
Voussoir.
Voussoir.
That's right.
V-O-U-S-S-O-I-R.
That is correct, absolutely.
$6.41. At, uh-oh. Time out. Here comes your telegram, Frank, from the Canadian Pacific. And this can mean $1,000 for somebody. And while you open it and check the word enclosed, I'm going to ask our last contestant there, I believe his name is Herb Jones, to select our next big winner. Any letter from the Lion's Key mail drum. Then we're going to ask him to pick 10 more as consolation winners.
Last week's big winner, Mrs. M. Reed of Vancouver, has already received $200. Now she can make it $1,000 by stumping Roy. And, boy, how we'd like to see her do it, would we?
All my friends out there. Well, I won't bother with that envelope right now. If you're ready, Frank, and if you check Mrs.
No,
Reed's
I
room,
haven't found the word yet, Roy. Just
well,
give me half a second.
I'll open this winning letter here and have it all ready. Yes, there's a Lion's Tea label from Lion's Blue Label Tea in here, and that means somebody can win $1,000 and does win. The right answer, yes, does win $200. Shall I tell them who it is?
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't. We'll keep the suspense going. Let's have that word, Frank.
The word is sesquipedalian.
To do with every 150 years or something? No. Sesquipedalian. A week and a half.
Yes.
Foot and a half. Foot and a half.
That's right.
S-E-S-Q-U-I-P-E-D-A-L-I-A-N.
That is absolutely right, yes.
I was nearly a year and a half away from that one, but I'm sorry, Mrs. Reed. However, that $200 check should be some consolation. Better luck next time. Keep trying, won't you? Now, the big winner for tonight, Helen, it doesn't say Mrs. or Miss, Helen M. Campbell, 26, Lansdown Road North, Galt, Ontario. And in the morning, we're going to rush you a check for $200 for that correct answer, and also a 100,000-word Winston Dictionary to help you increase your winnings by sealed telegram to $1,000. Congratulations to you, Helen M. Campbell of Galt, Ontario.